Baltimore County is juggling three different proposed calendars for the 2017-2018 school year. One of them would start school before Labor Day, two would start it after the holiday. The school board held a public hearing on the calendar last night. WYPR's John Lee is on the line to tell us what happened and why there are three calendars. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Nathan.
And John, this is all about Governor Larry Hogan's executive order requiring public schools to open after Labor Day and close by June 15th, starting in the next school year, right?
Yeah, that's right. A proposed calendar that would have opened Baltimore County schools the week before Labor Day, as usual, was put together before the governor announced his executive order in late August. After that, the calendar committee went back to the drawing board and came up with two calendars, slightly different, but both start school after Labor Day and end it by June 15th, as the governor has ordered. So last night, the school board opened it up to the public to get a word in on the issue. Only a few people weighed in. One of them was Howard Libet, executive director of the Baltimore Jewish Council. One of the proposed after Labor Day calendars would keep the county schools open on Rosh Hashanah. Libet says that would be a hardship for Jewish teachers and students alike. Libet says there are about 12,000 children in Jewish families in Baltimore County.
I can't tell you how many of them are in the public schools, but clearly a large portion are. If the schools were open on Rosh Hashanah.
Now, the governor's original executive order had a waiver option, and the State Board of Education had signaled it planned to grant waivers to local schools that want to open before Labor Day. So the governor earlier this month issued a second executive order to make it much harder for a local school system to get that waiver.
Why has this issue turned into such a controversy?
Well, the local school systems say it's none of the governor's business how they manage the school year. They say he overreached. And just yesterday, a member of the State Board of Education resigned over this. James Gates said Hogan was taking away the independence of the state school board. And a letter from the state attorney general's office said that if the executive order was challenged in court, the governor might lose. On the other hand, polls show people like the idea of starting school after Labor Day. Governor Hogan says it's good for families because they get a longer summer break. It's good for the tourism business, and it's good for students because the ones who go to schools that aren't air-conditioned won't be cooking in hot classrooms the last week of August. And the governor earlier this month was quoted as saying the objections are silly, trivial, and stupid. But Nathan, nothing comes for free in this world, and there has to be 180 days of instruction. And so starting after Labor Day means parents and students would see shorter breaks, particularly spring break. And as I mentioned earlier, one proposal has the Baltimore County schools opening on Rosh Hashanah.
Now, some county school boards around the state have already adopted their calendars. Did Baltimore County's make a decision on which one it's going to choose last night?
The board did not do that. It is expected to do that at its meeting on November 9th.
John Lee covers Baltimore County News for WYPR. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Nathan.